This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. How many times do you suppose you've heard me say over the past couple of years some version of, boy, this is a really tight labor market, way more jobs available than there are people to fill them? So how come then in its earnings call this week, as I was talking to Jordan about, Walmart said one reason for its profit decline last quarter was because they were overstaffed. Amazon said something similar earlier this month. What now? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked into that one.
As a shopper, you may feel like the pandemic is over. Retailers, not so much, because COVID outbreaks can still take down their workforce. John Talbot directs the Center for Research and Education in Retail at Indiana University.
You know, in terms of staffing for that, it's challenging.
Companies need extra employees when people call out sick, and they're still trying to figure out, will people shop online or in stores, or keep using curbside pickup? Talbot says this affects how companies hire.
And so you end up having some excess capacity that I don't think they would have expected.
He says short term, overstaffing is better than missing sales. And it means some retailers are hiring more people part time, says Alan Benson, who studies staffing strategies at the University of Minnesota.
Companies are going to be experimenting with more models of achieving greater flexibility, and that could very well be a long-term trend to come.
A trend of hyper part-time or seasonal workers worries David Weil, a labor market expert at Brandeis University, because he says the whole takeaway from the Great Resignation is that workers are looking for consistency and opportunities to grow.
This is not the time to try to play games and have more volatile, temporary kind of jobs, but more to invest in a workforce that will stay with and benefit a company for a longer haul.
Right now, businesses are on a seesaw, teetering between the shifting labor demands of the pandemic and demands from workers for better jobs. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.